Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Southern Fried Championship Wrestling's Charles Anschutz. And what an exciting weekend of wrestling we had, huh, Charles?
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Just an exciting night in Norcross Saturday night for the Ring of Honor show. Lots of friends out that we could see and hang out with, folks I hadn't seen in a while. Absolutely amazing show, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that more as the night goes on.
Absolutely. Well, you can also read, first of all, I attended two wrestling events over the weekend. I went to Ring of Honor's Reloaded Tour. It was the first date of the Reloaded Tour at the North Atlanta Trade Center on Saturday, which will be released on DVD probably within the next few weeks, just like the last Atlanta show was, or Norcross show. And then I went to Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's event yesterday, which was, you can read Larry Goodman's reports of both events at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. But I have to say, that was probably the best AWE show I've seen yet. I haven't been to all of their shows, but I've been to probably 80 to 90% of them. And there wasn't a bad match on the card. And, in fact, one of two of tonight's guests were part of both of those shows, Marvelous Marco Polo, or just Marco, as he's known in some places now, and Merica, who is relatively new to the Georgia wrestling scene, or wrestling in general, female bodyguard type that is part of the Get Along Gang, along with Marco. But it was one of his better matches. He's definitely somebody that's improved a lot over the past couple years, but he was in a, I believe it was a four-way match. I don't remember exactly, three or four-way. Four-way, yep. And it was a great match, and looking forward to talking to both of them tonight. Then we got a lesser-known guy. He's from Toronto, but he wrestles at Dragon Con Wrestling every year, and he goes simply by the name Darkstone. Dragon Con Wrestling, of course, is this Friday. Dragon Con officially starts on Thursday and goes through next Monday. And so just wanted to have somebody else from Dragon Con on the show. And I always like to get new guests, people we've never talked to before, introduce our listeners to someone they may not have heard of. But anyway, yeah, it was a great weekend, great show. I know you have some topics you want to discuss particularly, and I figured Marco and Merica might be good guests for that. You want to talk about more about the security that people, local wrestlers that were hired to do security at the Ring of Honor show, I believe, right?
Well, I had noticed a few posts this morning and last night, and some different takes on what went on with that. And, you know, of course, I have my opinion, like everybody has opinions. And I thought it might make for an interesting topic, not taking one side or the other, just to see what, you know, put it out there and see what some people think about it. And having Marco on and Merica, who were a part of that, will, you know, be a perfect topic that we can discuss with them. But, you know, I did see some comments that were made about, and I heard some comments at the show as well, from some people who said that, you know, took the approach that, well, you know, they're making themselves look bad by being manhandled or whatever. And, you know, I thought it might be something that we could discuss and maybe do a little educating people as well on the situation. I think, you know, I noticed Bill posted a response really quick, and I think Bill thought I was probably going to take the opposite side maybe. And that's not necessarily what I'm saying. As blog show hosts here, you know, I think it's our responsibility to look at both sides of the situation, and I think that's what we should do.
Absolutely. So I haven't seen a whole lot of talk or heard a lot of talk about it. Are there, so people are saying that it makes people like Fred Yehi or Jeremy Foster or Brian Blaze, who, for those who weren't there or haven't read the report, they were some of, they were security during a match with Michael Elgin, and then they ended up all being powerbombed, as well as most of the members of the Get Along Gang at another point in the show. So people are saying that makes these guys look bad.
Well, there were a couple of things that I saw and a couple of things said were that, you know, and honestly, a lot of the crowd there probably didn't even know who those people were, you know, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people there who do know, you know, the guys who follow indie wrestling in Georgia know who those people are. I mean, most of those people were fairly recognizable if you follow indie wrestling in Georgia. Now, if you're just a Ring of Honor fan who doesn't go to the other indie shows, then obviously you don't know who those people are. And, you know, my take on it is, you know, you show up there, most of them are there on invites. You know, I know Bill invites a lot of Bill Barron, so let me clear that up for people who won't know who I'm talking about. Helps with the Ring of Honor shows tremendously, and a lot of people get invited there for an opportunity to, you know, to take a chance to be seen or, you know, just see how it goes behind the scenes. You know, it's a good thing, okay? It's a good thing for them to be there.
Yeah.
And things happen where, hey, we need somebody to work security, we need somebody to do whatever, and I actually even heard Bill when he approached the group. I was standing close by when he approached, and I think the comment was, well, we know you all are big, big shots where you work. However, we need some people to get killed here. You know, basically it was the way it was worded, and that, don't quote me exactly on that one, but that's basically what it was. And, you know, a lot of guys were eager to volunteer, and I'm sure some guys shied away from it. I know everybody standing there didn't jump for the chance, but a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at it as a positive. You're showing a company that most of these guys are working to get to that next level. You're showing an eagerness and a willingness to, you know, put somebody else over. I mean, think about, I mean, you know, lots of guys make careers as jobbers, you know, enhancement talent, I think is what they call it now. I still call it, you know, you're a jobber. There's guys who make great careers out of doing that. You're just basically doing a one-night, you know, thing of putting somebody over. It's a positive because you get seen and you show that you don't have an attitude, that you're willing to do what's best for the team. Also, a lot of those same people were there tearing down chairs after the show was over, helping out with the, you know, with the tear down, which as a promoter and owner, I find refreshing. I wish we could get a hell of a lot more people to do that and those people to do that when they work their local shows as well. But that doesn't always happen. But, you know, you're showing that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get that shot, and that's what it's all about. Now, with recently, we'll go to WWE, for example, and one thing that I thought about, because when I saw a little of this banner going back, and it's not a major kickback, but I saw some things, and it made me think. You know, when you see things, you think about it, you analyze it. Well, is there any weight to this? And I know, I guess it was last week we had the new, and I'm not going to be perfect on names, we had the new guy who was debuted into the Wyatt family. And I don't remember the kid's name. But immediately he goes out there and he kills Roman Reigns, you know, just like a rag doll. But then the next day you got people showing pictures of him as one of Adam Rose's bunnies, or not bunny, but one of his, what do you call his?
Rosebud.
Adam Rose's. Yeah. And they're showing videos of him doing that, which is nothing wrong with people doing that, but it's kind of hard to believe him now as this great killer with the Bray family when he was a Rosebud just not too long ago, you know. And so looking at it from that point of view, yeah, I guess that makes a little sense. You probably now WWE wishes they probably wouldn't have had him out there as a Rosebud now if this is where they were going with his character. So, you know, you try to look at both sides of the situation. I know the people that I talked to there were very eager to do what they did. As a matter of fact, I even posted it on my Facebook page and my Twitters as it happened. Oh, my God, these guys just got killed. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was, you know, yay for them, good for them. I know most of these guys really well. I'm not taking the opposite side. I'm just saying when I saw it, I thought maybe it's something we should discuss.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. And, I mean, my perspective, I've been to Ring of Honor shows locally as well as in places like Charlotte and Nashville. And people, you know, there are a lot of guys that show up and they want, most of them just want any opportunity they can get, whether that's a dark match or work in security or just helping break, set up and break down, which, you know, people see that. People recognize that. And if you don't, if that's all you get this time, but you had a good attitude about it and did what you were supposed to do, then maybe next time they'll remember you and they'll say, well, you know, you broke down the ring and worked security 6 months ago. We need somebody to do a dark match tonight. And you, there's your shot. You know, Matt Sells is a great example. We've talked to Matt Sells and talked about Matt Sells a lot on the show. And he's someone that has traveled and moved all the way up to Philadelphia to be part of Ring of Honor. And he's gotten some opportunities. Of course, he's just now recovering from another injury, so that's a setback. But he's been featured on a few DVDs. He had a match against Moose that was it was an internet exclusive, I believe. But
yes, it was. Yeah.
Same kind of thing, though. You know, he's been trying to get in there for a long time. Of course, Moose got a little faster push for various reasons, but Matt's still there. Matt was there Saturday night, not able to wrestle yet, but he was there helping with the ring crew and doing various things backstage, and, you know, he still got some sort of spot at Ring of Honor because of the dedication and the hard work and the good attitude that he has about it. And there are a lot of other people there that have wrestled previously for Ring of Honor that didn't get a shot on Saturday, but, you know, I'm sure they remember those people. The Washington Bullets were there, Ethan Case and Eli Evans. You know, they've all had dark matches. Slim J and P-Dog had a dark match, and I think they've both had, I know P-Dog wrestled at the last show that Ring of Honor did here, so I think Slim J probably has in the past as well. So, you know, you got to get, got to take what you can get. It's a competitive industry, and when one of the bigger companies comes to town and wants you to do something, they're probably going to remember just as much the people who said no as they will the people who said yes and went out and got powerbombed by Michael Elgin and helped break down the ring after the show. So,
and, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting powerbombed by Michael Elgin. I can guarantee you that. And,
yeah, no shame
you know,
in that at all.
Yeah, I'm in a complete agreement. I mean, you do what you, as an owner myself, or you know, as a promoter, whatever. You see people who are willing to go that extra mile, and you appreciate them, and you remember them. Believe me, you remember those people, and you remember the ones who don't, you know, play the game and do what they need to do to get where they're at. You know, I commend these guys. It's nothing to me but a positive. But, you know, we cover things that are going on in Georgia now or whatever. And, you know, when there's a little murmur about something, you know, just because you don't talk about it means it goes away. You know, so I thought it might be something interesting and a little different that we could, you know, toss around. And you know, but like, it was a great show. And, I mean, for me, personally, the impromptu tag match with Briscoe and Moose and Cedric Alexander and Adam Page was absolutely that was the highlight of the show to me. That and Stevie Richards and Jay Lethal was a good spot for me as well. But it was my first ever Ring of Honor show actually live, and enjoyed myself tremendously. And whenever they're back again, I will make every effort to make sure I'm there to check them out again.
Absolutely. Well, I do know. I don't. For some reason, they didn't announce it at the show. I do know they have. I forget the exact date. It's a January date that they're returning. So we will, of course, talk more about that closer to that date. But for now, we've got two of our guests waiting. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. We've got Marvelous Marco Polo and his new bodyguard, America, both of whom were part of Ring of Honor as well as AWE and various other shows recently, and have a lot going on this coming weekend. And they're the two newest members of the Get Along Gang, which, despite the fact that anarchy is no longer anarchy, and that's where they kind of got their start, the Get Along Gang is still out there pretty dominantly throughout Georgia. So, got the music queued up, but we know how blogs are there.
Love it.
Welcome back to the show, Marco, and welcome to the show for the first time, America. How are you two doing tonight?
Doing great. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. You interrupted my clanging and banging session.
I'm doing really well also. How are you?
We're doing all right. I appreciate you calling in, America. I know you have somewhere to be, so we will talk to you a little bit first and then finish up with Marco, I guess. But you, as far as I know, aside from singing America the Beautiful, or was it the National Anthem? I forget, at the July 4th
the
show
National
for
Anthem.
PCW. Okay. Aside from that, you have yet to speak in a wrestling ring. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, you're breaking your silence here tonight, and I appreciate that.
Yes, very much so. Marco, quit laughing at me.
Scary ass.
I guess, first of all, you were on the line, I believe, when we were talking about, you know, the stuff Charles wanted to talk about. So what are your thoughts on, you know, you were part of the Ring of Honor show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You did not get powerbombed, but you were involved in that little altercation that took place. So what are your thoughts there? As someone who, first of all, you're just kind of breaking into wrestling, as far as I know, and so that was a pretty big opportunity for you. But, you know, what do you think about what Charles was saying and what we were talking about there?
I heard a little bit of it. I heard about breaking down the ring and paying dues and being enthusiastic about whatever part you get. I believe I agree with that. I try to do that anywhere I can go just to get the experience, meet people, learn as much as I can. I actually was supposed to be powerbombed, but because I'm so new to the business, we decided that Devin would be the better one to take it. That way I didn't mess anything up or get hurt or whatever, but I'm still doing training. I haven't been training that long. I was really nervous about that, but yeah, I kind of fell into being on Ring of Honor and I'm still trying to process all of that. I still can't believe it really happened, but thanks to Anarchy and Bill, that was that allowed it to happen. Really thankful for it.
What about you, Marco? I believe you did take a power bomb.
Yeah, it was awesome. you know, I've been trying to get, and I went to like 3 tryouts for Ring of Honor, so to get the opportunity to get on there, thanks to Bill and Anarchy, I mean, it was something I couldn't pass up. I mean, I remember I got in because of you last show. I mean, it was like I was there as a spectator last time I ever here, and then now that I got to be able to get an actual spot as my real gimmick was just something surreal. Hyped me up pretty good to go. And I'm going to go for the next tryout probably in October, hopefully. So, yeah. I didn't hear, like, everything y'all would... Yeah. As far as I know,
okay.
It's still in Bristol. They're talking about moving. So they're not taking any actual, like, real students yet. So we'll see how that pans out probably in January. And then, but I'm still going to go for the tryout and pop in on... You know, do my thing. And I didn't get to hear all of what Charles was saying. So, like where y'all were going with the conversation, which I wanted to talk about today. So, sorry, I just popped on. So, tell me.
Basically, there, I guess some people were saying it was more for the guys, the local indie wrestlers that ended up working security. But you kind of had a similar role in the show. Some people were saying it makes those guys look bad, and Charles was just putting it out there, you know, and unbiased, just saying, like, what do people think about that? I was saying, I think you kind of have to pay your dues and take whatever opportunities you can get. And if that's, you know, if you show up wanting to wrestle and they want to hire you to do security instead and you end up getting powerbombed by a former world champion, then I think you should be excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, not for nothing, this is all a show. So, I mean, like, anybody who says that just doesn't understand the business anyway. I mean, everybody started, you know, breaking down the ring, putting up chairs, any actor, you know, we all go through our, every form of entertainment has went through their own building process of paying dues. I mean, before I was into wrestling, I was a comedy manager, so it was like, and a lot of those guys, they had to get on the open mics, not getting paid, helping breaking down the stage, helping put up the PA equipment. I mean, that's, no matter where you go, you got to learn first or start at the bottom floor. No matter what business that you decide to jump in, you're not going to just jump in right at the top. And this is a Ring of Honor show, not an indie show. This isn't, you know, the Marco Polo show where I'm going to step in there and then they're going to all of a sudden just pop up. And I'm going to go wrestle Michael Elgin, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's their show. we're asking for a fucking break to get on there. You know, people are paying to get on their show and paying to take a tryout just so, you know, the trainers up there can take a look at us. So, I mean, like, if we got a spot as security or we're lucky enough to get into the ring, you know, then shit, fucking be thankful for it. I mean, that's not even something that should be even be discussed, to be honest, because the shit you have to do.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you take the opportunities that you're given, and you be available. You know, it's like luck. People say, you know, you still, even people who get lucky have to work hard to be in a spot to get lucky. And so I agree. I mean, first of all, it's awesome to see you guys, like you said, in full get up, having a spot. Not only you guys got to open, you know, do the dark match, and then you came back out right out of the intermission again. I'm like, hell, here they come again, man. This is cool. And I'm behind you guys. I was popping for you. I was excited for it. But, you know, as a show that tries to discuss what goes on in Georgia, when I see a few things and heard a few murmurings, you know, I thought it'd make a good topic that we could discuss.
Yeah.
But, hell, you know, I'm with you. You know, shit. It's your opportunity. All it takes is one person to see you. You know, hell, you know, Pam Anderson got found at a Canadian football league game sitting in the crowd, and look what happened to her. You know, you just...
Exactly.
Every opportunity you get, take it. And if people don't like it, then they don't have to do it. You know, they can choose whatever they want to do with their career.
Exactly.
But I was really proud for you guys.
Oh, yeah, awesome, man. Appreciate it. I appreciate that
all
look.
All but you. I didn't really give a shit if you got a spot or not, but, you know. I actually thought the damn meat would look better on me, you know. But I didn't get picked for the damn get-along game, so.
Yeah. Not cool enough.
Well, I think we've pretty much exhausted that topic for now. So let's talk about Marco. Everybody knows who Marco is, but
everybody knows who the fuck I am and my awesome mustache.
But America's new. I believe you are the one who brought her into wrestling, and as a result of you joining the Get Along Gang, now she's getting even more exposure. So where did you find her? Are you the one training her to wrestle?
I've trained her at the beginning. I found her just happenstance, you know. Got to talking to her about, you know, I saw her and I was like, "What the hell you work out at?" She was like, "LA Fitness," and we got to talking about wrestling, and then bam, it just so happened that Platinum was in town that week, you know, running a special practice, so I invited her down. And you know, she fell in love from there. She trained with us at PCW for a second. She said it was too far from her house. you know, went over to Robert Gibson for a little while, went over to WWA 4, and she still pops in and, you know, in any of the trainings that I'm at. So, you know, either she comes to PCW or pops up at Anarchy, and, you know, so, and she's still getting, and she's still getting training as we go along. So, so that's pretty much how I found her on that. I mean, and anything else that she wants to fill in, I don't have to talk for her. She is on the phone.
Hint. Yes, I'm here. I'm being quiet till I'm asked a question. There's too much. You talk too much. You do all the talking
yeah.
for me. I train pretty much any opportunity I have to train when I have time. If it's somebody that I can learn something from, I'm trying to learn as much as possible from anybody that in the business that has the knowledge.
Well, what's your background? You obviously, you have, you know, a bodybuilder physique. Whenever you're next to any of the other female wrestlers, whether it's local or, for example, at that PCW 4th of July show, Angelina Love was there, and you dwarfed her. So what is your background? What is your athletic background, and how did you, or what, you know, what drew you to wrestling?
I've always been interested in lifting. I've never done any competitions. I've always just done it for the joy of doing it. It's been off and on. I got back into lifting May of last year and been off and on since then. I got really serious and gained a lot of strength and size back in December. But since I started training for wrestling, I haven't been going to the gym like I need to. I need to get back motivated for that. I've been focusing on wrestling more. I met a wrestler and really started looking at wrestling and thinking. I used to do obstacle course races last year. I traveled a bunch for that. I hate running. I was good at the obstacles. I liked playing in the mud. I did not like the running part, so I'd walk a lot. I'm like, I'm never going to be good at this. I want to find something that I can actually be good at and that I will love to do. And I, like, the first of this year, I met a wrestler. It got me looking at it, and I'm like, well, that's something I might be able to be good at. Then I met Marco, then I went to a training. I went to my first show with him, carried him to the ring on my shoulders, fell in love with it, and all I want to do now.
All she wants to do was carry me on her shoulders. See how awesome I am?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You're fat butt.
I was waiting for Charles to make a joke about how she's not the first one to carry you, but I guess
no.
I'll be
the
one.
That's the first time I thought.
Oh, you fuckers. All right. That was a good one.
You should be used to people making fun of you now, Marco.
Yeah. I'm not, though, because I'm so cool. I can take it, you bitches. But anyway. So, yeah, what do y'all want to talk about? Y'all just call in. What do y'all want to know?
Well, what's next for both of you and the Get Along Gang? I know I saw – okay, I'm curious about this match at Peach State on Saturday. You and P-Dog are defending the Anarchy Tag Team Championships, which is – a title that you never won, from what I remember.
Well, it's four of us. I mean, Freebird Rule. And I did win that. And I did win. I won that title for my team.
Okay.
If you remember correctly, it was the one-hitter quitter that laid Fred Yehi's awesome ass right on the ground so CB can get the pin. So, yes, we were all involved.
Oh, yeah, that means I was involved, too.
Yeah, see, so she's part of the tag team champions. We, as the Get Along Gang, are the tag team champions, all seven of us. So, yes. So if America and Nina want to go out there and defend the tag belts, they are welcome, too. So this week is going to be me and P-Dog against my old good friend Fry Daddy, who I can't wait to punch in the back of the head, and Jimmy Rafe, who I've been I am an admirer of Jimmy Rave, so I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with him for the first time. So.
Well, look here, Mark. Don't get in the ring with your damn little autograph book and ask for a damn autograph before the match. Get on in there, get on in there and kick his ass.
I might just do that. I might just do that. And when he's distracted, one hit a quitter. Bam. Lay it out. New champ right there. It's that simple. See how this works?
And then when you knock him out, I'm going to have to get in there and defend him. Defend it.
And then you bring that belt back to Cornelius.
Yes. See how this works. So
there we go.
All the belts
that's
are on the line. Yeah, all the belts are on the line. It's the Anarchy belts. Jimmy Rave is the, how does it work, the Heritage title?
Heritage title, yes.
Yeah, and Fry Daddy is the All Out champion. So their belts are on the line just as well as ours. So if one of them gets pinned, they lose their belt. If we get pinned, we lose our belt. So it's all or nothing.
I'm already confused.
Yeah, you
me
would
too.
Be. You
me
would
too.
Be
I just, I just know Jimmy wants to get his hands on me from the last time. So.
Well, that's because you're sexy. Jimmy's a. But anyway, yeah, that's what's
all
up.
So,
their belts are on the line, and we're going after them.
All right, moving forward, what else you got going on over in Porterdale these days?
So Porterdale, I'm pushing towards. We're going back to the academy for Sacred Ground, so we're pushing towards that. So I still got some unfinished business with Mr. Bill the Butcher and Dementia DeRose. They tried to break my neck a couple of times. I think Bill tried to knock my teeth out with that fucking chain of his. So, yeah, we got some they got some explaining to do when it's going to all get settled at Sacred Ground. I'm not sure what type of match it's going to be, but it's going to be something violent. And bloody, because we're going back home to the Academy Theater where I took my first bump, where I had my first match, and don't think I'm going to walk out of that building losing. So
who was your first match there?
My first match there was actually the Warhorse. What was Warhorse 450? And I beat him with the Last Look. It was a
and that's the
2 minutes.
Time we talked. That's the last time we saw Warhorse 450, right?
Yeah, that was the last damn, I think that was his name, 450. Yeah. I wrestled him twice, beat him twice, went on to more feuds with, at that time, Tommy Pinarelli, or Tommy Daniels was what he was known by then.
Not Tommy
Pinarelli. Yeah,
I
went on to fuse with him, had fuse with Mr. Excitement. Huh?
I didn't know you
I can't understand you. I can't understand you.
I did not know that you had participating in events with midgets.
Yes. It's always been a dream of mine to work a midget. I've laid a lot of posts on this that I wanted to work a midget, and they gave me the best thing that they could possibly give when Tommy Pinarelli. So that's what happened with that.
You didn't give him the line, stand up when I'm talking to you, boy.
I'm sure I have. I've said some of everything with him. I've called him Fred Flintstone. I've called him Barney Rubble. I've called him the guy from Family Guy. I've called him every single thing there is.
Man. I like to pick on Tommy because he's, like, very easy to pick on.
Yeah, very easy.
I'm really,
he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
But yeah, he's a nice guy. Especially since he moved to Florida, it's a long way away now.
Yeah, he's awesome now. I can see him and smell him.
So you gotta beat up Bill in Dementia. You gonna bite Bill in the toes or something?
No, I'm not going near his toes. Those things probably got tetanus. But yeah, but we're gonna have an all out nice little brawl to bring wrestling back to Avondale Estates. I'm looking forward to this. I really am. This is going to be
and if I remember
nice
right, that's September 26th, right? Is that the date on
yep,
that?
Yep, that's the date. That's the date. President Marco goes in it against Bill the Butcher. And then got a bunch of stuff. That's what's happening in PCW. I'm doing the Willpower Show. I'm going at it with Andy Anderson on September 11th. I'm going back to NWA Atlanta after almost a year hiatus on September 12th. We got a lot of stuff coming, man.
So where did you say that Andy Anderson matches?
That's going to be in Buchanan.
Buchanan. That's where I'll be singing the national anthem again and be there with Marco.
Yeah.
For that one.
I'm looking forward to wrestling Andy. I never wrestled Andy. That is Will Grayson. That's that's a show for the kids. So I think one of his annual Willpower shows. Yeah.
Jonathan Williams, have you ever been to Buchanan, Georgia?
It's for the Special Olympics, for the Harrelson County Special Olympics.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Buckhead, George Johnson?
I think I've been UIW or Peach State, or maybe both of them have run there, I believe. So I think I've been there.
I don't know if there's been a show in Buchanan. Well,
it's been a while.
UIW ran there. Yeah. For a while, I know that's where they did the. That's where they put Pandora through the table that night. I remember that because I was there.
On my side of town.
Yeah,
I've been out there. I wrestled out there twice in Buchanan when UIW was running. And my first. This is another return. So me returning to PWA is also another return to that side of town. So the last time I was there, I had to deal with a lot of racial stuff on the side. So the promoter back then told me that they didn't want to see a black man in a suit. So guess what I'm wearing when I show up there this week. So there we go.
I'm not touching
America.
Yeah, you can touch it all you want.
Yes.
I know America has to go soon. So, Charles, you have any more questions for her before we let her go?
No, just glad to see that she's getting out there and proud for a shot at Ring of Honor and keep working hard. And hopefully we're going to get to see her over in Monroe pretty soon, I think.
Oh, yeah. Coming down.
I have been, I'll be down there. Hopefully I'll be in the ring sooner than later.
Yeah.
I'm working towards that goal.
Yeah, we're getting her ready, Charles. We're going to be down there housing some shit. Housing some shit. You know what I'm saying? We fucking some shit up down in Monroe.
If not, I'll be protecting Marco.
Yeah.
He needs a bodyguard.
Yeah, if he comes to Monroe in a suit, he's going to need a bodyguard.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm coming to Monroe with my... I'm going to have a nice little tailored suit just for you, Charles. Just for you. I can't... No. I would say give me one of your suits, but it'll be like a tent put on me. So
look out!
Marco,
yo,
don't make everybody mad. I'm only one person.
Why?
I'm only one person.
Yeah, don't be scared of them. Man. Be scared of them.
Man,
just run. Just walk 10 feet, and Charles will get tired.
Man. Yeah, I was supporting you, man. All I could. And I had to take this verbal abuse.
I take it from him constantly. He's kind of mean to me, too.
Well, maybe he's making up for other shortcomings.
That's a good one. That was the best one did today, Charles. I guess
that was funny.
Even a broke clock is good twice.
Twice a day, right? Yeah. I thought you worked at a comedy place. You got to come up with something better than that.
I've been gragging on you all damn day, man. It's too easy.
Okay.
Too
all
easy.
Right, then. All right, then. I'm going to let you
time. Let's let Mary go, because I know she's got
to
be somewhere.
Get to work, girl.
Ask
CB to call in. If he can, he will. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's all we need.
Yeah, let's see if he got on. He just shot me a text. Let me see if we can get him on. We're going to get the whole get-along gang on here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, he's the first person I know to be squirting oil on while he's on the radio, while he's on Blog Talk.
Or he'll be doing more stripper moves like he did at Ring of Honor, the pony.
Yeah, the pony. Is that what that was called?
What they were calling it. Yeah. That's what they were calling. I don't know.
I'll tell you
all right. Well,
I'll be a star.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling in, America. I mean, I know you got to go, so we'll stop dragging this out.
Okay.
I do have more questions for Marco, though. A couple more.
All right.
So
I'm open. I'm an open book. Give me
America.
Good night, America.
Thank
She's
you very
kind
much
of a
for
long,
having me.
Long goodbye.
What?
I was saying you're kind of a long goodbye-er. We said goodbye like at least 12 times before you finally hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't usually talk on the phone much. I'm not good at getting off of the phone.
Oh.
I corrected myself before you threw. Shut up. Leave me alone.
This interview has gone to the shits.
We're wrestlers. What do you expect?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There she is with this long goodbye.
Thank
yeah.
you very much
Bye.
For having me.
All right. Have a
Thank
good
you
night.
For coming
Talk
on.
Y'all. Okay. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
So what's your questions? Hit them.
Well, I usually see you at Dragon Con. I believe you took part in Dragon Con Wrestling last year.
Yes,
will you be there this year?
Of course I'm going to be there. Dragon Con is my holiday. Fuck Christmas, fuck Thanksgiving, fuck 4th of July, fuck everything else. Dragon Con is my one holiday where I actually take the weekend off, and I'm there. I'm there for wrestling on Friday, and I'm there to engage in the festivities, whether I put a costume on or not. I'm there all weekend partying and having fun. That's the only,
Do you know yet
only
you'll
event
be...
I look for.
Do you know yet if you'll be in the ring on Friday?
Yeah, I'm in the ring. I mean, a promoter always talked to me. So what I'll be dressed as, I don't know, but I'll be there. And we're going to have us some fun, just like we always do. So whether I put
All
on
right.
some face paint, dress up like Captain America, dress up like Wonder Woman, I don't give a shit. But I'm going to go out there and have me some fun.
Well, Charles, you got anything
then
else?
On
for,
to...
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. Charles wants to talk.
I was just asking. Charles,
I don't want
to.
I don't want.
Or are you out of
I
breath
don't
already?
Want Marco anymore. he hurt my.
He's out of breath already. He was trying to talk.
And I don't want
to
talk to him anymore. Yeah. Hey, ask your old lady about how I run out of breath.
You already out of breath. Already.
Yeah,
all you did was talk for 10
lady.
Seconds.
Your old lady called me the 60-minute man.
I can't understand you. I can't understand you.
Well, Marco.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned someone else might be calling, and I believe we've got him.
He's calling in. There you go.
Mr. CB Suave. There he is.
CB Suave. Get along, gang, in the house.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, cuz?
I am actually I'm studying right now.
What?
Studying. What you studying?
I'm studying for is I'm doing some stone cold Steve Austin study for Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Oh, you did. You did the Ultimate Warrior last year, so it's stone cold this year?
Yep. Expect beer bashes beyond beer bashes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's going down.
Well, I don't drink, so we're going to have to do some coke bashes.
It's all foam anyway.
Or some protein shakes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. A little bash, some protein shakes. That's what I'm talking about. He knows me. He knows me.
Yeah, I saw you at AWE.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a great show. I'm having so much fun out there. No sex, weights, and protein shakes. That's it, baby. That's it. I'm leaving all the sex to CB. CB can have all the sex. There's no more sex for Marco anymore. Even though my sex game is strong, I had to turn it off because I'm dedicating my life to fitness.
Hey, did you know the whole hoax about a boxer having sex before a fight is false? That is not true.
I did hear something about that.
They did a study on it, man. It actually improves. You need to have sex before every match and before every gym session, bro.
I hate to use a old, updated, out of date term, but been there and done that. Oh, mm. what's up, man? Come on, man. Let's talk, man. What's happening? What you got
well,
coming
we do
up?
Have another, we do have another guest that's in queue. He's another DragonCon guy that you guys
David
might
Ross?
Know. The amazing Darkstone.
Darkstone. Is he on? Is he talking?
He's not on yet. I was trying to wrap things up with you guys, but if you want to stay on.
Yeah, we can stay on. We can listen to him.
Is it David Ross, though? Is that the guy's name, Darkstone David Ross?
I would, yes.
Yeah, cool, yeah, I know David. I call him David.
Well,
I guess I'd start saying Darkstone.
The amazing Darkstone.
The amazing Darkstone. Amazing. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you guys get to it, and I'm gonna get back in the gym.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Who's calling?
Hello.
I'm calling Darkstone.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, The Amazing Darkstone from Toronto, Canada.
Good to be here.
Thank you for being
Darkstone.
Here.
Darkstone!
So we've got a couple of other DragonCon wrestling people, Marco Polo and CB Suave. I assume you probably know each other because you all have been at DragonCon a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was trying to get rid of them, but they wanted to stay on when they found out you were calling in.
I'm looking forward to seeing them again very soon.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some fun, man.
Is the get-along game getting along?
Of course we're getting along.
Yeah,
I mean,
we always get along.
I mean, are you
that
getting
is our
on? You're going to the gym together now, or are you going to stay on the show?
Well, I'm going to go to the gym. But I did want to give a formal hello to Darkstone and a formal goodbye to you guys for having me on, and thank you guys. So I'm back to clanging and banging. Getting me some protein shakes. You guys have a great night.
Marco,
all
we
right.
love you, man.
Huh?
That's
I can't understand
you,
Charlie. All right, love you too, brother.
All right, man.
All right, brother.
All right, so Darkstone, as
yes.
I mentioned earlier, in the show, you make one wrestling appearance a year in Georgia, and that is at DragonCon, correct?
That's my only Georgia wrestling appearance, yeah.
So where you live in Toronto, what are the promotions you wrestle for up there mostly?
There's a bunch of different promotions up in Ontario. Promotions like currently GCW and Pro Wrestling Eclipse and a whole bunch of just smaller independents up this way. Some that are I've wrestled for that are no longer active, and some probably that haven't started yet that I will be for in the future.
All right. So, do you have one that you kind of consider your home promotion or anything like that, or do you just wrestle at different wherever you?
I did. Unfortunately, they're no longer running shows, but I definitely did. That would have been UWA Hardcore Wrestling.
Okay. So you started out as a fan at DragonCon, and then you discovered that there was a wrestling show, and you introduced yourself to someone, and that's how you got in there, correct?
Sort of. My first year, it was a very last-minute thing to come to DragonCon. Friends twisted my arm at the last minute. I said, I'll go next year. And they said, no, you must go. Book a flight. We have fought in a room. Book a flight. And so they twisted my arm, and I'll be forever grateful that they did. And so I didn't even look at the schedule until I was on the plane. Like I printed it out the Thursday, and I was on the plane. And I'm like, well, they have wrestling here. And I had packed my wrestling boots because I was doing a Bruce Timm inspired Bane, so it had the wrestling boots kind of from the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured, I'll throw a pair of knee pads in just in case. I'll just throw a pair of knee pads. I'm bringing a bunch of Speedos, throw my luggage. And so I'm on the plane, and I realize, oh, there's wrestling. Should I find out what's going on? And so the guest of honor that year was Raven. And so I'd worked with him a couple different shows up here in Canada. And so I went and I found him in the Walk of Fame. And I found out from him where to go, who to talk to. And so they said, well, we're booked, but come hang out backstage. And then if, you know, they're doing a tournament, they said if someone gets injured or, you know, if a spot opens up, you're in. And so, and then they said, come back next year, we'll have a spot for you. And I've been wrestling ever since.
So that's been at least, what, 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, but probably 6 years ago.
Okay. So one of the things that I enjoy that you do is, given the environment you're in, Dragon Con, there's a lot of cosplay and things like that. You always have ring gear based on some different sci-fi show or movie or pop culture thing. Is that something you do everywhere you wrestle, or do you get new ring gear every year for Dragon Con?
I do have nerdy ring gear that I'll wear in other promotions, but I specifically get something new made for Dragon Con for wrestling every year.
So I've seen you last year, I think it was a Pokemon theme.
Last year was, yeah, it was a Pokeball. The year before that, I believe it was a TARDIS wrestling gear. I've done Power Ranger wrestling gear. I've done Green Lantern Corps. I think I did Reverse Flash 1 year. I've done quite a few.
Do you want to reveal what it'll be this year, or is that a surprise?
No, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
It's always a surprise. I literally, before the show, if I have to go walk out from the backstage area, I'll, like, put a towel on just to kind of keep the mystery.
So, as we mentioned on the show previously, Tiny, the guy that kind of ran the Dragon Con Wrestling, passed away a few months ago. He was a big fan of tag team wrestling. So my understanding is almost, if not the entire wrestling show this year, is going to be tag teams. Do you know who you're tagging with or who your opponents are going to be or anything like that yet?
No idea. Just that I'm on the show.
Okay.
I've never known what I'm doing until I get there.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the nature of Dragon Con Wrestling.
Well, it's the nature of a lot of promotions. I was literally backstage at a show once, and my partner and I were supposed to go. So originally we were supposed to wrestle one team, and then they didn't show up, and then they switched it, and then we were supposed to go over for the tag titles. And literally while our music was playing, the original team we were supposed to wrestle showed up, and like they had their gear on because they were coming for another show. And so the outcome and the team we were wrestling changed while our entrance music was playing. So we had no idea what was going on.
That was up in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah, so those types of things happen in wrestling where last minute stuff changes all the time.
Yeah. CB, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
I think you were trying to say something a minute ago.
Yeah, I'm a little closer to the people that are involved with Dragon Con and booking it. And I believe it was originally supposed to be me and Ethan Cage versus Mosley and Darkstone, but Ethan's not going to be able to make it. We're trying to still find somebody to put with me. So
as of right now, you guys are opponents at Dragon Con on Friday.
Yes, I believe so, unless it's changed.
Have you guys ever?
I think not last year, but the year before. I think we mixed it up in a six-way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did the girls, and then the year before that, we did the four-way, where you did the Canadian Destroyer off the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I'm hoping to pull it off again, so if you're on the other side of the ring, that's what's waiting for you.
Stone Cold doesn't take Canadian to stores, big day. Oh. But I believe that's what's supposed to be unless things change. But like you said, you never know.
Is Charles still on the line?
Man, I'm still here, and I'm trying to plan what my – see, I want CB to take me as his partner, and I'm going to be the Kool-Aid man.
Brent, come on in. We'll have beer and Kool-Aid.
I'd like to see you take that move, Charles.
Jonathan, there's a lot of moves you'd like to see me perform and take, but it's just not going to happen. You wait till I do that 747 splash on you in the middle of the ring one night. That's what you need to be seeing.
I think I'll be able to get out of the way before you get to the top rope.
No, it'll be a chalk outline in the ring with that grease spot. But let's go back talking about this Dragon Con thing. See, this is new to me. So I'm an old country boy way out here in the sticks. And I'm not familiar with all this stuff, so you got to explain it a little better and tell everybody when it's happening and what time it's happening and all this good stuff, man, because we might want to load up the truck like Brandy Clampett and head on out just like the Beverly Hillbillies.
You need to.
Well, yeah, I was actually going to ask both of you guys for Darkstone, who is not familiar with indie crowds here in Georgia, how does the Dragon Con crowd compare to what you're used to up in your area?
It really depends on the crowd. So when I was wrestling with the UWA Hardcore Wrestling, it was a really loyal and rabid fan base. And so it's really similar to that crowd. But they are not typical of your standard indie crowd up here in Canada, because the Dragon Con fans are exuberant and rabid and excited and, you know, just amazing to perform in front of. And so I've wrestled in front of crowds like that before, and so I'm familiar with it. I'm used to it, but it's not the norm, and so it's definitely appreciated when you get those really, really enthusiastic fans.
Have you ever wrestled somewhere previously where Lucky Charms were banned from being brought in?
Not Lucky Charms specifically, but I've wrestled in places where there's fans bring the weapons and there's Lego death matches where there's just Lego pieces all over the ring. And so I've definitely wrestled in those circumstances. I have been, for the past decade, wrestling at Anime North in Canada, which is North America's largest anime convention. And so we do full in-costume, in-character gimmick wrestling, where I perform every year in a full Elmo mascot costume, and I'll do the Destroyer off the top in a full Elmo mascot costume.
And how much more difficult is it to wrestle in that?
I've passed out from the heat twice in the years I've been doing it. Once I was on the top rope when I did. Luckily, I fell inwards, not outwards. So it's definitely difficult because you can't really see much. You have giant feet, and so it's hard to move. And definitely difficult to balance on the top rope because of the giant feet, with your feet kind of inside there. So it's definitely a challenge, but that's kind of what makes it really cool.
So it's kind of like being the Great Khali?
No, I'm a little more agile than that in the Elmo suit.
Well, maybe you should take cues from CB and do costumes that just require a wig or a skull cap and maybe a little makeup.
Well, at Dragon Con, of course, my gear is functional wrestling gear, but with a nerdy slant. But at Anime North, it's full costumes, so full in-character costumes. So whatever that character is supposed to look like.
I bet that's fun to watch. Is it? So it's kind of like Kaiju Big Battle?
It's this year, one of our featured events was we had a Kaiju versus Megazord battle. And so we set up all these boxes in the ring to as the buildings, and they just destroyed a city in the ring.
That sounds fun. I wish that was like that at Dragon Con, actually. Not to say, you know, nothing against Dragon Con wrestling. It is what it is, but I've always thought it should be a little more in the theme of the overall event. But it is still a lot of fun. And CB, I wanted to ask you, too, how does the crowd at Dragon Con compare to other places you wrestle?
I don't even think there is a comparison, to be honest with you. I think that's what we all look forward to Dragon Con each year. Like, the fans are just, like, out of this world.
And they those audiences are few and far between.
Yeah, they pop for just the littlest thing, like a shoulder tackle. I mean, my entrance last year, I think, was the biggest pop I've ever received. You know, just off the entrance. And I love working Dragon Con.
Well, and it makes us want to work.
It's mainly because of the fans, and like my first time wrestling, they're like you know, like we're all in love with wrestling, but with anything you can fall deeper in love with it, and that's what Dragon Con did for me with wrestling.
It makes us all want to work harder.
Yeah,
it makes us want to work harder and want to do more when you know when the crowd is like that, when they're you know not reacting and they're quiet and there's not a lot of people there. You know, you don't want to do the crazy, crazy things, but when you know there's a crowd that's going to appreciate it and love it, you want to do every crazy thing you can think of.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fact that the people there have access to alcohol probably helps with that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Which
I would agree. Which...
You know what? It's not just that, because we have shows that are licensed here in Ontario, where there's alcohol served, and they're not as amazing as the Dragon Con crowd. The people at Dragon Con, it's just a whole different level.
Yeah.
We need shows of alcohol here in Georgia. That's what we need.
You need alcohol
at ROH.
Yeah, ROH had alcohol, and WWE is at a bar.
You had beer
well, cool.
shows too, so yeah.
Charles, you have beer at your shows?
No, not currently. However, we are in the process of finalizing a bar show for October, and I hope to have an announcement on that this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting news.
Yes, it's going to tie in with a few other things. So I pitched the bar yesterday, and I think they're on board, and they're supposed to give me a final answer by midweek. So we'll see what happens. But it'll tie into some other things that are going on, and it should be really fun. I'm hopeful that they will buy my sales pitch. I think they did. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, we did one before. About a year and a half ago, and I think it was the most fun we'd ever had. We did one in Loganville at a bar called Atmosphere, which was absolutely amazing. It was the first night we ever had Moose in, as a matter of fact. And the people, like Jezebel Smothers, I remember making the comment, the most fun she'd ever had at a wrestling show that night. And, you know, when you get the beer involved, the crowd seems to get a little amped up sometimes, especially if you got good talent working in front of them.
Right. Well, let's wrap things up with Darkstone. Dragon Con Wrestling, to answer your question from earlier, Charles, is Friday, September 4th at 7 p.m. in the Hyatt Centennial Ballroom of the Hyatt Regency, downtown Atlanta. DragonCon.org is where you can find all the information about it. Darkstone, where can people find more information about you?
There's the amazing Darkstone fan page on Facebook. You can search that out and click like on that, and that'll give you all the information on upcoming events and things like that. Although my next event is going to be DragonCon, and I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to it every year. It's usually the highlight of my wrestling for the year, seeing the guys there, being in front of that crowd, and just everything that is DragonCon.
All right. Charles, do you have any questions before we let him go?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight and taking part in the show. And good luck with DragonCon Friday night. I'm debating going. I haven't made up my mind for sure. I'm debating taking a weekend away from the business, but we'll see what happens. But if I'm there, tear it down. If I'm not, tear it down even more.
You better bring your ass on, boy.
Let me tell you what, CB. I'll come through Winder and pick you up on the way.
All right. Well, I'm going early, so you got to be here early.
I never come early.
That was a good one. That's a good one.
All right. Well, Darkstone, I appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday and throughout the weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Quite a bit. But, yeah, have a good week, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right. We'll see you then.
Thanks. CB, you got anything else for us? Where are you going to be next, aside from Dragon Con?
Saturday after Dragon Con, I will be at Hotline Pro Wrestling in Augusta, Georgia, for their big summer show called Redemption. And I'll be in a three-way ladder match for my Pulse Championship belt.
Your what championship?
Pulse. Flatline Pulse. Like a heartbeat.
Pulse. Okay.
Pulse. Yep. It's me versus Kid Riot versus J.C. Walker.
All right.
So,
and we kind of talked about it at the top of the show, but did you have any comments on the question that Charles posed regarding people getting certain types of roles at the Ring of Honor show, and if that makes them look bad or if that benefits them or anything like that?
I was trying to get to load up on my tablet, and I didn't hear the whole conversation, but for what you just said, I had a fucking blast. I don't think that us getting powerbombed or any security getting powerbombed made them look bad. I mean, like, I'm in full agreement with what Marco said. Like, it's a spot, like, and we need to be grateful for it. I mean, like, Ethan and Elijah, they've actually wrestled a match there before. So, I mean, it is, you take what you can get and you make the best of it. And like you say, if somebody likes something that you did, then I mean, you never know where it could lead.
Well, I agree, and I was especially proud for you guys, man. And you even got to come out and do two spots, which was amazing to me.
Yeah, I was like, when Bill told us he got to do two spots, I was like, what? So, I mean, I don't think every ROH fan that was there goes to these indie shows, or our shows would be, there'd be more people at our shows, you know? So, I mean, people that didn't know who we are know who we are now. So, I mean, the more eyes, in my opinion, the better, unless you're doing something awful. But
well, you guys made a great showing for yourself. And the first match with Slim and Posey was a very good match. They got great crowd reaction. You guys got good crowd reaction. And like I said, once again, I was proud for you guys. And hopefully something will come out of it for you. At least you have something to remain. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And hopefully, again, that, you know, maybe somebody will see something they like and get you back again because, you know, you guys are very talented.
I appreciate it. We just got to keep showing our face at their seminars and whenever they're, you know, the next state over or two states over, just drive up and do whatever they need to do, set up chairs, security, whatever. That's really my goal, is stay on the radar and hope for the best.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, CB. It was good to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday as well.
Yeah, I need to talk to you later, not on the air, but about you know what.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know how to get in touch with me.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, guys.
See you Friday. Oh, you too.
All right. Well, I don't know who next week's guest is yet. I'm still working on that, but I do have an announcement. We got Matt Hankins returning, former Georgia Wrestling Now co-host. We'll be back. So we'll be back to a trio, me, you, and Matt. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and although in the business we don't like each other, I really enjoy hearing Matt's take on things. Matt is very articulate, very educated about the sport, obviously bring something to the table to benefit the show, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I enjoyed, I've always liked having two co-hosts just because it's more perspectives, you know, to bounce things off of and things like that. But I particularly enjoyed having him as a co-host, and I was disappointed when his personal life had to take him away from podcasting with me, but I'm glad he's coming back, and hopefully it'll be for another long-term run with Georgia Wrestling Now. So looking forward to that next week. What do you have coming up, Charles? I know you said you're going to take a break from wrestling. Does that mean Southern Fried's not running for a little while?
No, well, we're down till September 19th is the next date. So the next two weekends, I'm free and clear. We got September 19th, and then it looks like for now we're running actually three shows in Monroe in October. The October 2nd, Friday night, AIWF America's Title Tournament, which is going to be absolutely amazing. 12 big-time guys in for that tournament. We'll run our October 16th regular show, and we're hoping to have the bar announcement that will correlate with Halloween, something there, but that's not set in stone yet, but the other two are. But hopefully we'll have something coming up soon. So October's a very busy month for Southern Pride Championship Wrestling.
All right. Well, looking forward to all of that, especially that bar show.
Well, you will definitely get an invite, and when I ain't buying you no beer.
I don't drink beer.
Okay, well, good.
All right, well.
I'm gone, man. Yes.
All right, have a good night. Thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next Monday, as usual.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.